You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky.
An intense manhunt is still underway for an escaped killer in southeastern Pennsylvania. Danilo Cavalcante is on the run for nearly a week after breaking out of a prison near Philadelphia. Police now say he was spotted again last night, a little further away from the prison. This man says he nearly came face-to-face with Cavalcante in his home.
I saw him walk out of the kitchen and through our living room, kind of along the side, opened up that door, walked out. He was wearing a white shirt, had a bag.
There's a $10,000 reward for any information. Right now in Nevada, tens of thousands of spectators, some walking, others driving, finally leaving the Burning Man Festival after thick mud from torrential rain left them stranded all weekend. There's a line of vehicles snaking their way out this morning, a process which could take hours. And well wishes for First Lady Dr. Jill Biden, testing positive for COVID but with mild symptoms. This is ABC News. There may be a summit in the works between Russia and North Korea. American officials now saying Russian President Vladimir Putin could be set to host North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
Russia's now desperate for more weapons in its fight against Ukraine, and the New York Times is reporting that Kim would provide artillery shells and anti-tank rounds in exchange for advanced technology for its own satellites and submarines. The meeting would likely take place in Vladivostok, a port city that is close to North Korea, where Kim met with Putin in 2019.
ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz. America's auto industry staring down the prospect of a strike in a matter of days. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis.
The hard deadline is 11:59 p.m. on September 14th. The head of the UAW says if the automakers, including GM, Stellantis, and Ford, do not meet their demands, they will strike, shutting down production across the country.
Among the demands, a shorter work week and a pay raise. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what you need to know.
A 39-year-old Nina woman is dead after a stabbing in Clintonville. The incident happened Monday afternoon in Memorial Circle. Clintonville police responded to a 911 call around 12:30 p.m. Emergency officials arrived to the scene and tried life-saving measures before the woman was taken to a hospital where she later died. Authorities arrested a 19-year-old man who was booked for first-degree intentional homicide and taken to the Waupaca County Jail. More details are expected after families are notified. An SUV crashed into a gas station in downtown Green Bay Monday morning. The crash happened shortly after 8 a.m. when the vehicle hit a Shell gas station connected to an A&W. The driver was a 62-year-old woman who allegedly hit the gas instead of the brake. None of the three people in the SUV were hurt, and there is no word yet on if any of the frosty mugs were damaged.
Pete Schwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
It's that time. Kids are back in school. And that means it's time to take special precautions to slow down in school zones. Watch for children in crosswalks and be extra careful around school buses picking up or dropping off our children. Put the phone down. Concentrate on driving. Brought to you by Shore West Realtors, 839 Lombardi Avenue. Call 920-593-4100. 920-593-4100 to buy or sell your home. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables if once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Out from the app.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, as we await the arrival of Leroy Butler, you know, I just know, as well as many of you know, something is not right in this country. And there's only one way to get it right, and that's to deal with facts and truth and cast aside all the other things that have nothing to do with either facts or truth. And so whether people like it or not, we know that there's been this major shift in truth and right in this nation. And so we can't ever compromise that. I know I'm never going to compromise it. And if it means that I won't be sitting in this chair, so be it. But in my life, I'm never going to compromise those things. Let's go to Bill from McConnemore. Good morning to you, Bill. You say what, my friend?
Hey, Earl, I'll be shoulder to shoulder with you on that. I promise you, buddy. On CJ, leave him on. I know he pushes your buttons, but leave him on. He really is not even understanding what he's saying. He told you that under a Democratic president, he could afford to pay 18% interest to buy a house. He must have been doing pretty good darn good. If he had that kind of money to buy a house under Carter, whoa. But here's the thing I'd like to ask CJ right now. Do you believe you want to keep paying high costs for drugs? Do you want to make sure that if you send a kid to college or a relative or what, that they have no option of being helped getting through college? Are you saying you don't want to help your fellow man? Are you saying it's all about you, CJ? Because, CJ, you're controlled by fear. And fear comes from all these right-wing media outlets. You could watch Fox waking up feeling tip-top shape, feeling on top of the world, ready to go 15 rounds with Sonny Liston, and 5 minutes of listening to those people, and all of a sudden you feel like
Bill, let me ask you what sense it makes to try to convince one man, of the truth. There's no debate or questioning what Joe Biden has done as it relates to trying to make things better for a segment of the American people. Whether you like him or not, whether you like Hunter Biden or any of those things, or whether, you know, it's the fact that he's an octogenarian and who certainly is not the person that he was, you know, 20 years ago. But by the way, neither is CJ, neither am I, and Bill, it's safe to say neither are you. But to sit back and constantly hear the same tired retort and refrain, which takes us away from the subject matter. The subject matter again was to focus on the nursing homes, something that has been totally ignored. And here's something that President Biden is doing that is going to reap benefits for many American people, both Democrats and Republicans, to then turn around and let somebody come in and change that, and then we go back to talking about him, is at the root of what I'm talking about, Bill. You know, you can say leave him on. I leave him on plenty of times, more than any other host anywhere. But I'm not going to let him continue to change the subject. And this is not a show about CJ. This is a show about far too many other important, things than one guy. And so that's why I don't want to continue to focus on him, man. You know, we were talking about the impact of what Joe Biden has done, and we're talking about the impact that Donald Trump has done to this nation. And on the one hand, you look at what Donald Trump has done, and you see the direction that this nation is headed with the vile, the anger, the hatred that has certainly reared its head under former President Donald Trump. Nobody can argue that. The complete divide that's in this nation right now, the cancer that's growing in this nation. And I'd much rather talk about those things, Bill, than one guy named CJ.
Earl, could I say something?
Yes, sir.
Here's the only reason I say it. My sister is on the same page you and I are, and she's an educated lady, and she's changed people's minds. You're starting to get to CJ. I can't believe how polite and low-key he is when he comes in and how he even shows respect for you. You change CJ, you're going to change more. I'm not saying you're going to do it overnight, Earl, but already he's got a lot of respect for you, Earl.
Hey, Bill, I have respect for him as well. If I did not, I wouldn't have him on the show as often as I do for as long as I do. So it's reciprocal. But the show is not about CJ. If this show was focused solely on CJ, I would have been gone by now, Bill, you know. So, and with all due respect, I think I spend enough time talking about him right now. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. The truth of the matter is, again, where we are in this society and why it's so important that we need to change it, right? We need to claw back a time when we could sit down at the table and disagree. You know, without all the other things that are going on, without all the other vitriol that you hear. In my lifetime, these things changed. And I'll tell you what's kind of at the root of a lot of those changes, and that's the internet. And that's all these different sites, because it used to be you had to let people know who you were when you had the conversation. Okay, I'm Earl Ingram, I'm having a conversation. And now with the internet, you don't need to put your name. It does, you know, you can give opinions about things and nobody ever knows who you are. That's nonsensical to me. That's not beneficial to the dialogue and conversation that's going to be beneficial to this nation. Hey, I can go on a site and say anything, and I can use the moniker tomfoolery. and say anything and not be held accountable for it. I remember a time when that didn't happen. And so people would be careful at what they would say because their names would be attached to it. It is not beneficial now. It is not beneficial now that you can go on any site and say whatever it is you want to say and create the kind of divide and division that we have in this nation. I get it. I'm an older guy. I don't know how all of that stuff works, okay? And I'm not looking to find out how all that stuff works. But it's not been beneficial to this society. And it has not been beneficial to this society. And so we've got to do all we can to try to swing it back in the other direction. If you've got some opinions on things, by all means, and then you should be able to use your name, your given name. But as long as you can hide behind, Bill the Butcher and say all manner of things that are not truthful and that are hurtful, that's not good. Let's go back to a time where if you have something to say and you want to be heard, whatever I say, people clearly, not just at this radio station, but in my life, Earl said it. People will respect you more for that, whether they like it or not. And it takes more courage. Doesn't take any courage to pen, a dossier about something. I don't care how great it is. And then say it's from the man on the moon. Well, okay. Well, the man on the moon is nondescript. If you say Calvin, then we know Calvin. And then we can hold Calvin accountable for that. With all the different access to this medium, it's not been good. It really is not. And it's part of the problem. And while we've gotten to the point where we are now, while we can't sit down and be civil with one another, because people don't give their names and don't attach it to their beliefs. Got to go to a break. He's here. And when we come back, the next voice you'll hear is Hall of Fame Green Bay Packer, Leroy Butler. Be right back. This I know, baby. This I know, baby. Hang on, let it sweat, baby.
It's that time. Kids are back in school. And that means it's time to take special precautions to slow down in school zones. Watch for children in crosswalks and be extra careful around school buses picking up or dropping off our children. Put the phone down. Concentrate on driving. Brought to you by Shore West Realtors, 839 Lombardi Avenue. Call 920-593-4100, 920-593-4100 to buy or sell your home.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a high of 90. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows dip down to about 71. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 79. Cloudy skies, temps a bit below average Thursday and Friday, with highs from the low 60s to the upper 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 82.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. The Hall of Famer and great humanitarian Leroy Butler has entered into the studio, man.
Who was that? That
you,
was
that, you, man.
Was that Al Jarreau? No.
Yeah, that's Al Jarreau.
Was it?
That's
okay,
Al Jarreau.
All right,
yeah.
All right.
But, man, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. You know me now. Every day's a vacation.
Yeah, but most people don't know the humanitarian that's Leroy Butler. They know Leroy Butler, the football player. Mm-hmm. I know the humanitarian. I know the man who can't drive past somebody in duress. I know the man who even though you've reached all these pinnacles in your life, a person walks past you and you treat them just like, you know, like anybody else. You treat them as if, you know, I always say to people, man, there are people who struggle in the society who think that their life's worth is not worth anything because they haven't accomplished a lot of different things in their life. They don't have things. And so people dismiss them in this society. That's not Leroy Butler.
Nah. Now, my mom was never, she was never like that. She was... And we were just talking about some of the athletes, because I'm doing a book, Earl, and you or your wife would really appreciate this because it's more making you guys the hero. When you're a parent, as I was, a special needs kid who had braces on his legs and special education were my heroes, and my mom and grandmother, they kind of shaped my thinking to be more forgiving and being a God-fearing kid. To become a God-fearing man, but you can be normal as well and have a sense of humor on the way. And that's what I try to do. And especially when we were talking about my wife, Genesis, was putting together the Leap into Wellness, and she was saying, well, what kids do you want to affect? I said from 13 to 17, that's when I really transitioned.
So let's do this. So let's talk about, you are here to talk about this great opportunity that is long overdue,
yes,
and it's called Leap into Wellness.
Yes,
let's talk about what Leap into Wellness is.
Yeah, see, and me and my wife, we had this discussion because I have a program called Butler Versus Bullying, which I do with Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shields of Milwaukee. They're my biggest partner. They invest in it, and they make sure that I go to. Last year, I went to like 35 schools. Even in the pandemic, we did it online.
Right.
And we wanted to give them some opportunities to hear from them. Right? And you know, you work with thousands of kids.
Right.
I wouldn't say that we've failed the kids, but we haven't heard and listened to them. So Leap Into Wellness is the overall mental health of what's going on every summer. The kids from 13 to 17, for some reason, go to crime. Why don't they have jobs? Why don't they do this? And then I know, sometimes it gets a little political because people think that if it's not a man in the house, the kids are going to be bad. Well, guess what? There wasn't a man at my mom's house, and I turned out very well. My brothers and sisters did too.
Right.
Because my mom did it all.
You had a strong mother.
Facts.
Right.
So, and I know some kids with a mother and dad who are in jail.
Right.
So you just can't dismiss that. So that's what Leap Into Wellness is about. It doesn't matter what your color is, gay, straight, LGBTQ. We don't care. Just come. Because I think what you're going to learn is we all have a lot in common, but we can get there on our own path. But I just mind my business.
So what people need to understand is, mm-hmm. is Leroy, children are different today
yes.
than you and I were.
Oh, that's a fact.
And you face adversity, and children face adversity in your time as well as in my time. Mm-hmm. But one thing they weren't doing like that they're doing now is killing themselves.
Right.
And others. And mm-hmm. and there's something going on that has changed the dynamic with children. And so what you are attempting to do with others is reach them. Mm-hmm. And make them understand that they have a chance to grow up. Their life is not all encompassed in from 10 to 17 years, 13 years old, 13 yes. to 17 years old. Mm-hmm. That we've got to get them to see beyond that, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Because we got kids who can't see beyond 13 years old. They don't believe that their life, they're going to live to be 15 years old. I know mm-hmm. kids who say, I'm not going to live to be 13 years old or 10 years old.
Yeah.
But that's a part of what's happening in this society that I think not enough people are aware of. And we're going to talk about it in the coming moments with the one and only Green Bay Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler. We'll be right back.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. An intense manhunt is still underway for an escaped killer in southeastern Pennsylvania. Danilo Cavalcante is on the run for nearly a week after breaking out of a prison near Philadelphia. Police now say he was spotted again last night, a little further away from the prison. This man says he nearly came face to face with Cavalcante in his home.
I saw him walk out of the kitchen and through our living room kind of along the side, opened up that door, walked out. He was wearing a white shirt, had a bag.
There's a $10,000 reward for any information. Right now in Nevada, tens of thousands of spectators, some walking, others driving, finally leaving the Burning Man Festival after thick mud from torrential rain left them stranded all weekend. There's a line of vehicles snaking their way out this morning, a process which could take hours. And well wishes for First Lady Dr. Jill Biden testing positive for COVID, but with mild symptoms. This is ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
One man is dead after an incident on Lake Michigan on Monday. Sheboygan County authorities received a 911 call about 3 p.m. on Labor Day and responded near Whistling Straits Golf Course. A 62-year-old Sheboygan Falls man apparently went into the water from a boat and did not come out. The man was pulled from the lake to a beach by a 57-year-old man who officials say was also on the boat. The passenger tried to revive the victim but was unsuccessful. No names have been released, but more details are expected later today. Records fell over the holiday weekend when it came to heat. Several cities in northeast Wisconsin reached new highs. Appleton hit 93 yesterday, topping the previous high for September 4th of 90 degrees. Sunday was brutal. Hot in some cities. Manitowoc hit 93 degrees. The previous high was 92. Stevens Point and Wisconsin Rapids both reached 100 degrees. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For you, enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guess is, you know, Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler, but I would also, you know, say that you're a Hall of Famer when it comes to humanity, man. And so let's talk about what the Leap into Wellness is about and Youth Mental Health Summit that is going to be coming up on October 28th. At the Baird Center in downtown Milwaukee. So mental health is a critical part of our children's overall health and well-being. Some 6 million kids in the U.S. between 3 and 17 years old suffer from ADHD anxiety and depression. On October 28th at the Baird Center in downtown Milwaukee, the partners the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Marcus Corporation, Educators Credit Union, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and others concerned community partners. Leroy, you're going to host the first ever Leap into Wellness Youth's Mental Health Summit. The summit is designed to specifically address these issues in teens from 13 to 17. The summit will bring together mental health professionals, advocates, and resources from across the state to create, discuss, and launch a plan of action to provide resources for kids who need them now. Things like 24-hour access to professionals and specialists, health services, cell phone apps, and immediate regular walk-in clinics 7 days a week. This kind of immediate access to mental health resources, clinicians, doctors, psychologists, and community partners will create direct available resources and establish a stable, reliable network of medical health care professionals. Leroy Butler is spearheading this effort and seeking partners with linked missions to positively impact Wisconsin's young people. In Wisconsin, depression and anxiety are increasing in adolescents at alarming rates, and substance abuse and suicides are the most critical concerns. The event is strategically designed to accomplish several purposes: provide a free public event readily accessible to youth and families, convene the health care community's leading experts and specialists in one place at one time, giving Milwaukee youth and families personal face-to-face access, jumpstart an ongoing initiative to engage and intervene significantly with youth through the establishment of a network of providers and professionals, kick off an initiative giving youth access to immediate help through development and launch of an APP in development, establishment of an office with regular daily, weekly scheduling, weekly check-in visa programs, development, wellness, and more. Mm-hmm. So this encompasses so many aspects of what, Leroy, your and my life, we didn't have to deal with. We got to face facts today. It is more difficult to be a young person today than it was in my time and your time.
Oh, that's a fact. Yes. Because I think the overall goal is, like, we have the walk-in clinics.
Right.
I'm going to have to work with some investors and partners where we have walk-in therapy sessions for kids. You can go in with your parents, sit down with a therapist, 15 to 20 minutes. What's going on? What's wrong? If we can help you, we're going to try to do that. And this is the start of that.
You know, man, we're at a point where healthcare, and I always say this, should be free.
Exactly. I agree with
that. Right? We live in a society that does not see it that way.
Right.
And it shouldn't be based on whether or not you have money.
Right.
You know, your health is a human right.
Yes.
And so these young people who are facing these struggles, whose parents don't have the resources to send them to the best psychiatrists and psychologists.
That's true.
They're really expensive.
Yes.
And so in many instances, many kids who need to have those services can't have the services because they don't have the financial access, nor do they live in areas that offer that.
Yes.
Right. And so when you're looking at a young person who is struggling with whether or not it's who they are, whether or not it's I don't have the things that other people have, that means I'm not as good as they are because I don't have those things. They can't get the answers to that from their friends. That answer must come from a professional. And that's what you are lining up.
Exactly. Because I wore hand-me-downs till I was in the 12th grade. And I was okay with it. I wasn't going to school to be in a fashion show. I was going to school to learn from the smartest people in the world, the teachers. So shout out to all the teachers in the world, because that's become a kind of a political football now. But it's just, and I agree with the healthcare thing, but if we can, split it up. Can we get free mental health?
Right.
Maybe the politicians can agree on that. If they can't help you, can we have free mental health for kids? Only. Let's start there.
Right.
And rather just doing nothing. So I agree with that.
Well, you know, Leroy, I always say to people, the fact of the matter is, these kids grow up to be adults.
Exactly.
If you don't take care of it when they're younger, when it's easier to take care of it, they're going to grow up and become an adult with those same difficult, lives.
Yeah, and they'll create crime.
Well, yeah, that's exactly, you know, what is going on.
Exactly.
And yeah. I always tell people in this, in, you know, in the state of Wisconsin, mm-hmm. man, the blood, our children's blood is running in the street. Mm-hmm. In certain parts of this nation, the streets are full of blood, children's mm-hmm. blood. There are wars going on. You expect blood to be running in the streets when you're at a full-out war. But inside of this nation, in city streets, people are being slaughtered like cattle. And so we've got to do something.
Oh,
and my hat's off to you and all of these people who have decided to join in with you.
Yes.
And try to make this happen. Do you know it's a major undertaking, man.
I mean, and I wanted to make it free too for kids who couldn't afford it, so they're gonna be able to have fun. Charlie Behrens is gonna be there, a good friend of mine, is a comedian. Because the best way with mental health is comedy.
Right.
We got some more comedy teenagers. I said make sure everything is clean because I got some pastors are gonna be there. And we're gonna have fun. We're gonna have a Madden tournament. I want to thank the mayor. The mayor pulled the resources together to put together Ashanti, who's a good friend of mine, with prevention of crime. We got mental health, wellness. It'll be nothing served there but water with no soda. Because each kid, we're advocating for them to drink 3 bottles of water a day.
So here's what people need to know. Just not anybody could pull this together. The way you've lived your life, and we're not just talking about being a great football player, but the way you've lived your life, and anybody who knows you knows the quality of the life that you've lived, and that was certainly given to you, as you stated, by your mother and your grandmother. Mm-hmm. But you've done a great job of living what they've put in you. And because of that, you're able to bring these entities. I mean, just not anybody. Leroy can call the Marcus Corporation, Anthem Blue Cross, and all of these major.
If you're in a movie theater this past week, you're going to see me up there with Greg Marcus doing commercials. Could I call Greg? I said, I got to do a PSA about mental health. He said, sure, come on down. And we did a PSA. And if you're going to see any movie, you'll see me at the beginning.
You know, man, mental health is one of the most glaring problems in our nation. And I'm not saying that there wasn't always a time that we had, but for whatever reason, mm-hmm. it's worse now than it ever was. And I think it's the stresses of trying to live up to standards that everybody can't live up to.
See, the reason why it's a big problem is because people don't know what it is. They don't know. So you have to explain it to them. I didn't know what anxiety was.
Right.
Then it was explained to me by my teacher and my mother. And then depression. How do I know when I'm depressed? I mean, how do I know? Finances. We got Educator Credit Union to talk about your finances. I mean, everybody in America now is maxed out on their credit cards. And they just want to blame the politicians. But we have to control ourselves. You know, sometimes as parents, we put the stress on the kids.
Right.
So as kids, we want them to tell us, how can we help you? And that's what we're going to do.
You know, man, I don't, as a kid, the only anxiety that I think I ever experienced was when one of my older brothers died of cancer at a young age. And I was, I don't know, I might have been about 9 or 10 years old. He was 13.
That's powerful.
But that was the only anxiety. Mm-hmm. And I'm from a family of 13. Mm. That's the only anxiety that I experienced in my life as a child. Mm. Today, the anxiety that children face, tenfold. It's everything. It's everywhere. They live in war zones. They can't play outside. You know, they can't ride their bikes. They can't ride their scooters. People are driving crazy on sidewalks.
Yeah.
They can't go to the playground to play basketball.
Or the swimming pool.
Or the swimming pool because some some crazy guy's got a gun, right? Shooting left and the bullet goes right. So kids are faced with some obstacles that I know in my lifetime I never had to face.
That's one aspect, Earl, real quick. That's why some people are glad the summer's over.
Yeah.
Because my son went to school today, and I have to take him to school every day. And because that's when all the crime, most in the from that age group, is in the summer.
Right.
They go back to school. Okay, at least they're in school now. So we want to try to get ahead of next summer. So we're going to do everything forward. And I think for the most part, you're going to see every color, every religion, everybody there. If people just go to LeroyButlerInc.com, you can register. Please register. I'll get you all the information. You have to register because we have to know how many people there because we're going to have food for you. A lot of great things. My daughter, Maria, is going to do makeup for some of the kids that wanted to learn makeup. We have people there like you. If somebody wants to start a podcast or be on the radio, come talk to Earl.
Yeah,
well, you'd be the best research. How do you do it?
Well, you know, man, I'm certainly going to be there because, you know, my life is, like yours, dedicated to making somebody else's life better. And you, again, have that platform now as, I mean, you're one of only a handful of people. With all the people who've ever played that game, you are one of a handful of people. And that bust of you in Canton, people a century from now will walk into a Hall of Fame 100 years from now and see Leroy Butler.
We'll have it at the event. We'll have the bust there for the kids to see it.
The point I'm making is that's great. Yes. They'll be able to see that.
Yes.
But, man, what they need to know is the measure of the man. Okay, yes. And the measure of the man is this planning that you're doing right now that will long outlive you as well.
I appreciate it.
You know, no, I mean, it's true, man. We have to have more people like Leroy Butler and who sees things through that prism of, look, I'm blessed. I've got this notoriety and so I've earned it, but here I am. I can make a call as Leroy Butler, and I can reach CEOs. Man, and so you're not using it for anything other than to improve the lives of other people, man. You know, we need more of that.
That's why my documentary, Earl, that I'm working on now, is so special to me because I want to do it myself. So I'm looking for investors, partners, and companies I want to do it the way kids can say, you know what, if he did it, single family in the projects, I can do it too.
Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. The one and only Leroy Butler, Hall of Fame Green Bay Packer and NFL Hall of Fame, is in the studio. We'll be right back. Mama, mama. Mama, mama.
It's that time. Kids are back in school. And that means it's time to take special precautions to slow down in school zones. Watch for children in crosswalks and be extra careful around school buses picking up or dropping off our children. Put the phone down. Concentrate on driving. Brought to you by Shore West Realtors, 839 Lombardi Avenue. Call 920-593-4100. 920-593-4100 to buy or sell your home.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We're kind of purple. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms.
Join the Rational Revolution with hosts Chris Elfheim and Emily Cephos Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 90. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy again tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows around 71. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, highs level off around 79. Cloudy skies, temperatures a bit below average Thursday and Friday, with highs from the low 60s to the upper 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 82.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. The one and only effervescent Leroy Butler is in the studio. Let's do this, Leroy. What's the address of the summit? And I'll be announcing it from time to time, and I'll make sure we bring you back as we get closer to it.
Yo, it'll be at the Beard Center, and they have some construction going on downtown.
Right.
But in another, we got like over a month and a half, we're going to be releasing the routes
of
parking structures and things how to get there.
Okay.
Because I don't want people not to come because of construction.
Right.
If you live in Milwaukee, but if you're traveling up north or coming from Chicago, speaking of Chicago, we'll talk about them in a second. We want to tell people exactly where to go and where to park. So I'm going to put that on LeroyButlerInc.com and go to those areas you can park and then walk right over. We're going to have some other transportation needs, especially if you're a kid and your parents aren't able to bring you or your parents need to. Transportation. We're going to work that out as well. So just go to LeroyButlerInc.com.
So, Sunday.
Oh, boy.
It's time.
Yeah.
Your thoughts, man?
Hey, Bears Week, you can talk to my brother, Gilbert Brown, about this. This is when it was different. You remember Brian Noble? James Campen were my mentors and Dave Brown. You remember Dave Brown?
Dave Brown.
And
man.
Jerry Holmes. I'm sitting in my locker. I'm a rookie from Florida State, and I don't know the Bears.
Right.
It's my first Bears game, and they came over to me. They said, we're playing the Bears. I'm like, so? What's the big deal? No. We're playing the Bears. I'm like, okay. There's no records when you play the Bears because it's a border state with Illinois. It's a lot of blended families. You know, somebody could be married to a Bears fan, and the rules go out of the window. And they play for keeps.
The
game you want to win.
People may ask the question: Don't you play for keeps every game?
Not with the oldest rivalry. And that's a great question. That's a fantastic question. You do, but when it's somebody you really want to beat, it seems like something happens in you. It's almost like playing basketball against your neighbor.
Right.
When you play your brother, you're playing hard because you don't want to lose to your brother.
Right.
But I ain't losing to my neighbor.
Yeah.
No. Because I can handle my brother, you know, kind of jabbing me that he beat me. I can handle that from my neighbor.
Man, let me,
and that's what the Bears
let
are.
Let me ask you, your thoughts on the Packers, man.
You know, to me, they're the youngest team in the league at 25. They're averaging about 25 years old. I was up there quite a bit. And full disclosure, as you know and your wife know, they put me on the board. So I'm on the board of directors, which is very fascinating. We'll talk about that another time. But they seem to be happy, Earl. When I'm up, they seem to be happy.
You mean the team?
Yes, the team.
That's not that stress.
The coaches, the fans, they understand it's going to be some difficulties.
Right.
Because you're going from a Hall of Fame quarterback to an inexperienced quarterback. But it just seemed happy.
That weight just lifted off them, right?
Yes. Because everybody was, it was kind of tribalism. You know, this guy's friend with this guy, this guy's friend with this guy. And then allegedly, you know, Aaron wanted Gutekunst, who I thought has done a fabulous job, wanted him fired.
Yep.
And now you got to just, you know, the head coach, he talking about anxiety, now he can call what he wants and it can be implemented. by a quarterback who has the tools. All he has to do is just do what the coaches want him to do and mix in what he wants to do it as a great recipe.
So you're a defensive guy. The Packers, and I was saying this to Gilbert, over the last 6 years, they've drafted first round defensive players, defensive backs and safeties.
Yes.
For 5 years ago, defensive backs and safeties. I kept wondering why they kept drafting, but that's what they drafted, defensive backs and safeties in the first couple rounds.
Yes.
Then linebackers.
Yes.
You know, defensive linemen.
Yep.
All of the guys they have on defense, I got to be first, second, third round draft choices.
And the reason why, Earl, and this is for the state, the whole state of Wisconsin, this is why. This is the perfect answer. You've never seen a bumper sticker that says offense wins championships. All the bumper stickers say defense wins championships. If you got a defense that can stop somebody, Trent Dilfer, Super Bowl. Brad Johnson, Super Bowl. What did they have? Awesome defenses. So now, and that's why San Francisco has been in and around with no Hall of Fame quarterback. The defense. So Gutekunst is ahead of the curve. I need to strengthen my defense. And whatever the offense gives us is great. But if I can get turnovers and stop people, we're good.
So let me ask you, man. The Packers, you know, this is a whole new team. It's a whole new era.
Yes, yes.
People need to be patient?
Oh, absolutely. Patient with an open mind. But judge how you've always judged him. Aaron's first year when he got the keys after Brett, we won six games.
People don't remember that first
year. I know. They won six games, 6-10. People were fine with it, but it wasn't any drama.
Right.
A couple of years later, Super Bowl. By no means, when you see 25 years old average, this is a rebuilding. The coaches are coaching to win every game. Realistically, it won't happen.
Right.
But you win these games. Go look at all the quarterbacks. They're going to play. There's not a whole lot of Hall of Famers.
Yeah, I know.
And you don't really need to be a Hall of Famer in this league. Brock Purdy won 11 straight games. I mean, but they got a schedule that they can manage.
Well, the way the league is set up is that the better record you have, the more difficult your schedule is going to be.
Absolutely, yes.
And since they lost so many games last year, for a change, they get a schedule that's easier for them to deal with.
Absolutely.
But by all means, none of them are easy, right?
No, not at all. You ever heard the word upset?
Yeah.
It's three upsets every week. Every week is three upsets. And I know fantasy football is starting up Thursday.
Right.
You got a few Packers on your team. You got all over. But for the most part, the Green Bay Packers are going to be competitive. If they're competitive, they're going to win some. Man, I don't know how we won that. And then you're going to say, how did they lose that? And then when Jordan Love settles in, now you can expect, you know, the higher up stuff.
All right, listen, man, we got to go. But
we'll come back
another
time.
Yeah, we're going to bring you back. But we got a little more time.
Yes.
That's the Hall of Fame and Leroy Butler and my friend.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I'm really happy to say that. We've got to go. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.